Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to be joined by DeAndre Francois. DeAndre is the starting quarterback for the Hampton Pirates and is one of the top quarterbacks in the nation. DeAndre, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
To start, DeAndre, you're with a new team this year. We mentioned the Hampton Pirates. Coming into the season, what were your goals for the 2019 year?
Pretty much to come into a new program, be able to, get the starting quarterback job, of course, and be voted as team leader, which I've succeeded at both of those, and just to play a clean season, work on my leadership aspects on the field and off the field, and just, show the NFL South and, other coaches that I can lead a group of men, and we can just get better week by week, and, just trying to stay healthy, play a full season.
DeAndre, talking about leadership, how have you taken on a leadership role this season?
I'm about just pretty much coming out every day and demanding perfection out of the guys. I was a guy coming from a big school, so I know that a lot of people were worried how I was going to react coming to a smaller program, but at the end of the day, it's football, and it's a blessing to be playing. So just coming out every day, bringing the competitive atmosphere, talking smack to the defense, making guys want to love football, and just bringing the culture, that I remember we having at Florida State, 2015 and 2016, just trying to bring that same culture to Hampton.
And DeAndre, talking about that transition, what was the adjustment process like to the new system and overall new atmosphere at Hampton?
It was pretty easy. It wasn't hard at all. The coaches and the players made it very easy for me to, feel at home. And where I'm at in my life right now, the adjustment part wasn't the hard part. Moving to Virginia wasn't the hard part. So I just took it for, what it was. It was a blessing for me to be able to come here. Obviously, it's different from Florida State. It's a smaller program, smaller facilities. It's night and day compared to Florida State, but I was looking at the bigger picture and just being blessed to have an opportunity to come play football. So the transition was, it went really smooth for me because of how I looked at it.
DeAndre, talking about your coach, Robert Prunty, what is it like playing under him, and can you describe your relationship with him?
He's a great playing under Coach Prunty, man. He's a fun guy, a player's coach. A guy who, puts God first and football second. He's the type of coach, every player wants to play under. He doesn't show any favoritism. He doesn't care where you're from. He's a great recruiter. He doesn't care if you're from Florida State or if you transferred in from a small school or if you're a true freshman. The best guys are going to play, and the guys who come out and compete every day and do everything right are going to play. So he's one of those coaches who are fair and just shows no favoritism.
DeAndre, we know the quarterback position is the most important on a football team, but in that, taking on that leadership role that we talked about a little earlier, how important also was it to develop a strong relationship with your new receivers and other offensive players?
Oh, man, it was very important because I got here to Hampton at the end of the summer, so I didn't get a lot of reps with those guys in spring and, the early summer to get that timing down. So, it was good for me to come when I came because I had a couple of weeks to get some timing down before the season started, get to know some of the guys. But the guys, man, they follow me. They follow my lead. It's a group of guys who want to get better. And that was another reason why I chose to come to Hampton, because the players were very humble. They were all about work, all about how could I get better. And me bringing my knowledge over and my experience to these guys who are hungry was just a perfect match.
DeAndre, going back into your earlier career, what went into your decision to redshirt, and how did it help your development as a player?
Well, Jimbo Fisher's offense is so complicated that every quarterback pretty much that came through there has to redshirt in order to master it. Christian Ponder, DJ Manuel, Jameis Winston, Sean McGuire, guys that Jimbo bought in usually would redshirt their first year. Every quarterback. Because you have to call out mics, You have to know the front. You have to know so much things, and there's so much control that the quarterback has in Jimbo's system offense that you have to redshirt in order to be successful in the offense. So I already had my mindset on redshirt and mastering the playbook in 2015 and 2016. I came out and had a great year.
And DeAndre, in high school, you went to Olympia and then IMG. Do you think playing at two really top-tier programs in Florida helped your transition to the collegiate game?
Definitely been at IMG. I don't know how it is now, but when I was there, we had Coach Chris. We had Chris Winkie. He was my head coach. He was also a quarterback. So he was also an offensive coordinator slash quarterback coach. So he really prepared me. And we ran a pro style at IMG. That was my first time running a pro style offense. Chris Winkie introduced me to it, threw me on the center, showed me how to ball fake, and showed me how to call my own protection and, you know, slide the line, which way I want to slide them, and, you know, get out of certain run checks. And when I got to Florida State, it was literally the same offense. Like, I had an upper hand on some of the guys because I had already been in the pro style. So it was just a matter of learning the verbiage.
DeAndre, earlier you were mentioning adjusting to a new system coming into Hampton. What was the adjustment process like for you?
It was real smooth. Obviously, it was a culture shock, you know, coming from Florida State to Hampton, but everything was real smooth, man. The guys accepted me with open arms. I had to come compete for a starting job, and, you know, that's what I did. But like I said, it's a lot of good guys on the team, a lot of humble guys who love to work hard, and that's what I'm all about. So I was, you know, happy when I chose Hampton because I knew I'd be around some mature guys who had a goal in mind and who were trying to get somewhere. Because we have a lot of transfers on the team. You know, a lot of older guys who came in. We have a receiver from Utah, running back from Virginia Tech, receiver from Purdue. You know, we have most of the guys, receiver from Cincinnati, most of the guys who want to go to the NFL. And I want to surround myself with people who are trying to, you know, go to the same place I'm trying to go to.
And with the NFL in mind, you know, the offseason is such an important part for a quarterback. With your experience, did you work on anything differently this offseason or have a different mentality in your work ethic, being that the NFL is potentially in sight?
Yeah, my mentality has always been the same. I've always worked hard. If I know the NFL is in sight or if it isn't in sight. So I had dreams of going to the NFL after 3 years of playing college ball, but I didn't. The circumstances were different. So every year going into the offseason, I always thought like, man, this could be the year I declare. I might declare in 3. Okay, I might declare next year. Oh, now I'm at Hampton. So I might declare this year. So it's just been every year I've been like trying to get ready for the NFL because I feel like I'm NFL ready. I want to be a professional. I want to play with professionals. I want to be coached by professionals. So, but my preparation will never change. I won't work harder because the NFL is in sight, but I'm just going to continue to work how I've been working. And that's the hardest, just being the hardest worker I can be. If the NFL is in sight or if it isn't in sight, I'm going to still work as hard as I can.
DeAndre, coming into Hampton, you had to work for that first quarterback position. Going into that, did you have experience in the past that really helped you with that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Probably the most experienced guy in the quarterback room, obviously besides our coaches. But, you know, that helped me a lot. And, just, you know, my leadership and my work ethic and me, you know, just me demanding perfection out of my players on offense. Like, the coaches can't do all the yelling. The coaches can't do all – can't be a coach-ran team all the time. The players have to take responsibility and hold each other accountable. That's what I brought to the table.
DeAndre, being that it's a new offense, new team, at what point did it click for you and you realized, all right, I can have a lot of success, I really understand this offense and think I can continue to progress?
Probably by the second game of the season. You know, just getting comfortable with how my coach calls and plays and how everything is going to happen. Yeah, so pretty much the second game.
DeAndre, what does Hampton have to do this year to win the Big South?
Continue taking one day at a time, focus on getting better each day at practice, and, you know, see where it takes us.
And talking about the NFL, are there certain players that you take certain pieces of their game you try and implement into yours that play at that next level?
Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees.
If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Drew Brees and Tom Brady. Drew Brees because he's like a machine. His mechanics is perfect. His base, the way he finishes. And then Tom Brady. His mind. What he sees when he goes out on the field. What's the first thing he looks at? How does he prepare? Like, if I could pick where I wanted to go or if I had an opportunity, I'd love to be a backup quarterback. Who one of the top quarterbacks in the nation. Sit behind a guy like Tom Brady or Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or even Phillip Rivers, man, just soak up all the knowledge. You get such a big, you know, you get a big step on other quarterbacks who don't have that opportunity.
DeAndre, what would you want scouts or GMs to know about your game?
That I'm a leader, and that I'm a winner, that I'm tough. My main focus is football, and my greatest attributes are my accuracy and my decision making. So those are things that I continue to work on and I thrive on every day, accuracy and decision making.
DeAndre, do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
I want to play like 2 years in the NFL and be able to open up YMCAs or places around my hometown to help, you know, people that don't have enough money to afford to go to 24-hour fitness or children who need a park to play at. So just opening up training facilities and then other business ventures that I have in mind. But I got my degree in social science, I'm getting my master's in sports administration. So I also want to do some coaching. Hopefully I can coach and I also like to teach. So somewhere along those lines.
And DeAndre, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Keep going first and outwork everybody. And that's in the classroom and on the field. It's simple.
That was DeAndre Francois from the Hampton Pirates. We really appreciate your time and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.